Doug Christie. He's a 15-year NBA veteran. Jason Ross. He's not. It's Doug Christie and Jason Ross on Sports 1140 KHDK.
All right, here we go, beginning the final hour of the week. We'll have Tell Me Something Good at the end of the show. Crossover
still
to get to.
Nobody beats the biz. Nobody beats the biz. Hey, man, it's always, it'd be sad, but it's celebration because my man left us, Biz Markie, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Left us with jewels. I was just watching him. I was watching this documentary on Nas the other night, and they were someplace, and they were showing him, and he was doing his thing, and if you're a hip hop fan, man, we lose everybody at some point.
Yeah. But we were talking about that, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago? We thought he was gone. There were reports, but now he was in hospice, but officially he is passed on.
All love. Yeah. Sending shots out.
For sure. For sure. So some tough news there, but you're right. Celebrate. Celebrate the greatness that was in there and in life as well. We will continue with much more to get to, but let's do it. Let's start you out with Five On It.
On It!
I got five on it. I got five. A look at the top five at five. A spin around the nation to hear five stories. Five people, five opinions. This is I Got Five On It.
All right, today on Five On It, you're going to hear about Space Jam 2. That is coming out tonight. Also, we'll check in Las Vegas about the future of the A's and Las Vegas. We'll hear more about Deshaun Watson. We'll check in Cleveland, who the A's will be getting a series with tonight. But we start right here in studio with our very own and Sacramento Republic insider, Matt George. But I feel like we should be calling him Golf Guru. Matt, you just got new clubs.
He hasn't hit them.
He's separated from his clubs for the first time.
So I'm not going to say that I'm not enjoying coming on with you guys, but this is delaying me from going and swinging them for the first time. So,
you didn't do it yesterday?
I didn't have time.
You have guessed yesterday that he would not have? He was unwrapping them.
I even seen the light on his door, and I'd peek my head in anyway because I had to ask, and then I was like, "Oh, he's on. He's like really recording.
He's working."
Close the door quietly. I am. Just so you know, this is supposed to be a segment of how long?
3 to 5 minutes.
It's going to be about 15 to 25 minutes.
Oh, God, I got to get out there.
We're going to stretch this
anyway,
out.
Anyway, the Republic play soccer. See you guys.
What is the latest with the Republic? What's going on there?
Finally, for the first time since May, Republic got a win. 3 points. It was a 9-straight match. Not losing streak, but winless streak. A lot of draws and too many losses mixed in there, but they went to Las Vegas, who, funny enough, was the team that they defeated last time, or in May, here in Sacramento. They went to Vegas, and they won 2-1 and scored, took a 2-goal lead for only the second time this season. And they did it in the first half, which they've been struggling really in the first half. So to get off to a good start, to do it on the road, to get 3 points, I know this team has been really frustrated with their inability to score as of late. So hopefully that builds into their fourth match already this season against Orange County, which is this weekend, but unfortunately they're 0-3 against Orange County so far. So they need a win.
What's been the problem for them, if you can pinpoint maybe a thing or two?
Yeah, it's really been offense. It's just been their inability to score. And what's crazy is their two most recent home matches. One was against Oakland, and they were in control the entire game. The majority of the game, 75% of the match, was played in the Republic's attacking third.
Wow.
And they were, I think they finished with 19 shots in that game, but only 3 were on target. And that's been a problem, is they haven't really been putting the ball on target. Then you snap to or jump to the following match where they had 2 red cards in that game. They were down big to Orange County, but in that match they had 7 shots on target. So they were better statistically in that game, even though they were losing big versus a match where they should have been up by 2-3 goals against an Oakland team that really just had no answer for them.
Are they missing opportunities? Because sometimes it's shot on goal, but it's like, but somebody was open. Are they missing opportunities to make the game easier?
What I would say is, my observation is they're just a step slow or half a second slow. And you like to talk about, Doug, from a basketball standpoint, like reacting and feeling the game versus thinking about it. They look like they're thinking a little bit too much, and they're trying to figure out the new system, which actually now has changed back to a relatively older and easier, at least more common system in soccer. So they're just thinking just a step slow.
Okay.
The opportunities are there. They're getting good looks at it. There was a classic example in the Orange County game when it was 0-0 at the beginning of the match, and there was a miscommunication in the box. Two Republic players, about 50-50 chance, ball comes in between them. Either one could step up to take a strike. Neither communicate. The ball goes right past them, and that's a missed opportunity.
Yeah. I know from the beginning, you said, and even when we had Coach Briggs on, the division is really, really difficult. Not to give them an excuse, how much of that, I mean, you said the trouble with Orange County, but how much of that is hindered their record?
I think it's a fair point to bring up, but the Republic wouldn't use that as an excuse, which is fair to say. I mean, the best club in the all of the USL, the Phoenix Rising, are in this group. Orange County has been very impressive this year. LA, who they've actually defeated in the one match they played, has been good. San Diego got off to a terrible start, but has since made some pretty significant signings that gave them a boost to their season. So it's a very, very talented group. That being said, the expectation for the Republic by the USL and by themselves is that they are amongst those top dogs in that group. So to see them down in the 6th, 7th, 8th range that they've been when the top four make the playoffs, it's not what people were expecting. That being said, the way the points shake out right now, the Republic are 2-3 points away from putting themselves in playoff position. They want to be at the top of the group. They have a long way to go to get there, but they're still very much in it. And what's good about the group system is that you get four cracks at each opponent.
Right.
And there's one team, one of the I won't say worse, but lesser teams in the division that the Republic haven't played yet. So there's opportunity.
I have to ask you, any news on a whale or everything that's going on with taking that next MLS step?
We've heard rumors of different conversations that have been happening, including I do know from what I've heard about there's a lot of optimism with the club about conversations that they're having as of right now with a potential like group of local people and a local big fish. So it's hard to separate what's just talk and what's optimism from what's actually happening. But everybody that I talk to gives me an idea that conversations are going on and that things are closer than they are farther.
Get off your wallet, Jason. Cut it out.
I'm a small fish. I'm not the whale. I'm just a small fish.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You're part of the group with Guy Fieri. Is that what you're saying?
Can't say. No. Can't confirm nor deny. Go hit the clubs.
You kind of do look like a 7-foot sturgeon. My man. Hit him straight.
Thank you, Matt.
We'll see about that.
All right, next topic here on 5 on It. Let's check in with the A's. Our next opponent is the Cleveland Indians. They start a series tonight. Joe Noga, sports reporter for the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com, joining us. Joe, Cleveland's first half, it's good, maybe not great. They're in a good division as far as with Chicago. Where do you feel like the Indians feel like they are at 45-42?
Well, if you had told me before the season started that they would lose their top three pitchers, their cleanup hitter, and their starting catcher to significant injuries and still be 45-42 at the start of the second half of the season, I wouldn't have believed you. But they've sort of navigated and weathered the storm here and started to get back some of these pieces from these injuries. You know, Zach Plesac is back in the rotation now. Aaron Civale is throwing at 150 feet and could be ready to start pitching from the mound soon. Shane Bieber's the one you got to, you know, worry about and think about maybe not getting him back until sometime in maybe mid to late August. But, you know, if things stay the course right now, they went into the break at least, winning a few games in a row there and pretty hot at the plate.
Joe, is ownership in this to all the way, buyer or seller at the trade deadline? How do you see that playing out?
I don't see them as a seller. I certainly don't see them as a buyer because right now their payroll is, what, the second lowest in all of baseball. I don't see them adding much right now, but maybe a soft seller. Maybe they deal a Cesar Hernandez or an Eddie Rosario for some pitching help at some point if they think they can make a run after the next couple of weeks. Really, it's going to – this next stretch here against Oakland, against Houston, against Tampa is really going to determine whether that's going to be a reality.
How have they done it, like you said, with that patchwork pitching to even be here?
It has been believing in Tito. I think Terry Francona – any other situation, any other manager with this roster of I think it's the youngest roster in all of baseball, averaging around 27 years old. They've certainly bought in, and Tito has managed things. I mean, he's doing this without a pitching rotation. He's got 3-4 guys in there who can maybe give him, you know, 3 to 4 innings an outing and still be viable. The magic number for this team right now is 6 innings. If the Indians get a guy to go 6 innings, they're 25-6. And if they don't, they're 26-39 overall. That's the number right there. So Tito's been able to get them through and manage the bullpens and, for the most part, not burn anybody out yet. But it really remains to be seen how long they can sustain it.
Joe, I don't know this. Jose Ramirez, what's his contract status?
Jose Ramirez has probably the most club favorable contract for any. I guess you got to call him a superstar.
I would. I'm
MVP
a fan.
Finalist. He has very club friendly options for the next 2 seasons. I don't think he makes over $13 million, and he's certainly worth well more than that if you were on the open market right now. That's why his name keeps coming up in trade conversations. But if you're going to trade a Jose Ramirez at this point, you're going headlong into a full teardown and rebuild. And that's just not the way Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff operate. They keep reloading and keep trying to contend every year. And it's, so far, it's worked.
I know Naylor had that awful injury a few weeks back. Do they expect a full recovery after that lengthy rehab?
Everything that we've heard after the surgery is that, you know, it's sort of wait and see as to when a clear return to play sort of timetable can be given. But it went as well as could be expected. It was really a horrific injury, and the kind that where you're putting plates and screws in places where plates and screws aren't necessarily supposed to be. And it could be a long recovery for Josh Naylor. And it really does kind of stink, because he was a kid who was really sort of settling into an everyday role with this team, could hit left-handers, and you could tell that Terry Francona liked him. It's really tough to see this happen to Josh Naylor, and we all hope that he gets back fully recovered.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Joe. We appreciate that. As the A's and Indians begin a series again tonight, right after Doug and I here coming up at 6 o'clock. All right, next topic here on 5 on at DC, let's talk about Deshaun Watson. We haven't heard anything really about him.
So we're going
in a while.
Let me hear about the case.
No, not even about the case. We just haven't even heard about him. Like, what's his status? What's going on with him? Well, here's Adam Schefter talking about what team could be primed to acquire a guy like Deshaun Watson.
Whatever punishment he has coming, whatever's fair and just, once that is done, I just think that at that point in time, to me, the Philadelphia Eagles should be waiting. There's no team in the league with more draft capital than the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are more equipped to make a run at Deshaun Watson than any team out there.
Mm. And I don't think they've solved, I mean, Jalen Hurts, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But Deshaun Watson's an upgrade. If that's a possibility to me, and you're Philadelphia, you absolutely do that, if that's a possibility.
I just think that the first thing out can't be that. It needs to be, like, where are we at?
With him, you mean? His own personal?
Yeah. That's kind of got to be the answer, Jace.
That part's been quiet for a while.
Yeah, it's been so quiet. Like, is this kind of reporting that allows us to kind of slowly put it back on the radar? Like, there was a lot of stuff. It's died down since then. The talent is undeniable, so I totally get that. But, like, where are we? That's what I would say. Like, where are we at right now?
Yeah. And then, again, now we're doing – you're right. It's kind of a chronological – that's an elephant in the room. That has to be solved. We're not talking talent.
It ain't going nowhere.
There's not many people better than him, but that's not the question.
Let's just say the trade was made.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's going to be a problem in Philly.
Right.
Because until that stuff is answered, you don't know. And you don't know how long he's going to be able to play. What is the penalty going to be? Is there going to be any penalty? There's a lot of different things. So it's hard for me to digest that, because where are we at? And it hasn't been reported, really. So we have really, no idea.
Yeah,
because it was one after the other, after the other,
right.
After the other, after the other, after the other. I could go on for a second here.
Yeah.
To, yes.
It was Monday. Yeah, you were off on Monday, and we were talking about ESPN had, I guess, polled the NFL executives, and they ranked the top 10 quarterbacks.
Was he in there?
He was not, and I thought, and Jay and I were discussing it, the only reason must be.
Gotta be.
Is we don't even know if he's playing, because just talent looking at the 10, there's a few guys I pick above him, but the list is short, probably about four, five in the league, and then he's not in the top 10, so... It had to be because of that.
It's a must. So if that's the case, like that just even solidifies my point. How do we even digest that?
Yeah.
Like I feel you. Who is that? Adam Scheffler.
Yeah.
But it almost feels like he's kind of putting it out there to see like a response.
Right. But what's next? Like what is the next step? When do we find out? When's like, I'm not saying hurry this, but.
Yeah. No, like. Even if we had an answer, I'd be okay. Now I can give you my opinion.
Right, right. But it's a key thing that we don't have.
Yeah, it's like, okay, is he going to sit out for a whole year? Is he serving time? Is there nothing there? How about that? Is this all just, I don't know.
Yeah. All right, a couple more topics here on Five on It. Let's move on to the next one. Mick Acker, sports reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joining us. Of course, Las Vegas in the news here because the Oakland A's, big vote coming up soon. Mick, let's start there. Maybe if we give you a percentage of a chance you think – a baseball team, and maybe specifically the A's, end up in Vegas?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, it's kind of hard to pinpoint it right now without the vote, but I think how this process has kind of went forward here since the last couple, 6 or 7 weeks or so, I think, you know, every week it kind of gained some more momentum. So I think right now it's about a 50-50 shot, whether they stay in Oakland or come to Vegas.
Mick, are you surprised by the success of Vegas sports after there was such a long time, like it just ain't happening?
Not really, because of that. It's kind of a pent-up thing. People, you know, been wanting pro sports here forever. The Valley's been growing by so much. We're almost up to about 3 million people now. So when we got the first chance with the Knights, you know, that kind of took off on its own with some of the October 1 stuff, and they kind of rallied around him. And then, obviously, when the Raiders came here, they sold out the entire stadium before they even played a game. WNBA is doing good. Then Mark Davis, the Raiders owner, also bought them, so he's kind of putting a little bit more face on that. So, you know, just people were waiting here. Always had sports fans. We had people from, you know, all around the U.S. that kind of moved here over the years. And, you know, that was one thing that people were just waiting, you know, for Vegas to get with the pro sports team. And now they're kind of just showing how they support it out here.
I know it just started. I mean, the Knights have been there, and the Raiders haven't had – home fans yet, just because they haven't been able to with COVID and everything. But if baseball were to get there, let's just say it's the A's and you have the Raiders and the Knights, what's the most popular, you would say, amongst the Vegas fans?
You know, right now it's the Knights, of course, because, you know, people look at it as their team. You know, they started here, the Raiders moved here. So, you know, you drive around town, you see a lot more Knights stuff. But, you know, as the Raiders played their first season here without fans, you know, you've noticed more and more Raider stuff popping up around the Valley. So, you know, it's catching on here. But even if the A's move here, I think, you know, the Knights are still going to hold the top spot with the Raiders. You know, I think slowly going to take that over as they progress here. You know, bigger sport, NFL, obviously, most popular sport in the U.S. So I think that, you know, over time, the Raiders should overtake the Knights. But right now, that people are kind of holding on to their, you know, their Knights, like the dear Knights they had here.
After a season, as you mentioned, with the Raiders of no fans in the stands, I would have to think that that has to be something that's ready to go down there. Season ticket holders, that's always been something for us. Like, is this going to be a thing where people are coming in and just getting tickets? Have they been very successful with that?
Yeah, they sold out. They have PSLs. Obviously, you have to buy a PSL, and then you can get your tickets. They sold all of those out before the stadium was even complete. So, you know, every single ticket's accounted for. They sold about 50-something thousand in the 65,000-seat stadium. They kept the rest on hand for special events and, you know, some of the visiting teams. So, basically, if you're coming here, you're going to be buying them on the secondary market, which some of the games here are some of the top-priced ones in the whole league for next year. So, you know, a lot of excitement for people to get inside the stadium and finally check it out.
Mick, I know you mentioned the WNBA is there. Vegas has summer league for the NBA. We've seen an all-star game there. There's been college basketball tournaments there. I don't know. This isn't imminent, but if the NBA ever expands, could you see the NBA in years to come in Vegas?
Yeah, I think that was the one sport that everyone thought would be here first. So it's kind of funny that, you know, now we're going to potentially could have three of the big four leagues here, but not NBA. So, yeah, and, you know, there's been murmurs and rumors over the years, even recently saying, hey, Vegas and Seattle are looking like locks to get expansion teams. And then you get the NBA saying, hey, we're not doing that, you know, anytime soon. And then, you know, you hear rumors that they might be looking at it now. So you just never know. But I think anytime I think a pro sports league comes into mind now, I think Vegas is going to be at the top of the list for, you know, relocation or expansion.
We need our parade first, but I am waiting to see a parade down the strip. That's got to be next level stuff, Mick.
Oh yeah, I was hoping that would, you know, what happened this year with the Knights, and they kind of, you know, messed that up there. But yeah, people are waiting. They even pre-planned one in their first year when they made the Stanley Cup final, and they said we're going to have it anyway. And then, so everyone kind of got up in arms saying you can't give a losing team a parade. So they canceled that. But you know, they're chomping at the bit to get that going, because I think that'll be a sight to see.
No doubt,
Mick. Just because we spent some time in Vegas in the summer, what's the hottest temperature day you've had there this year?
We actually tied our all-time record this year as 117 degrees.
Yeah,
so last weekend, which happened to be the first full attendance event at Allegiant Stadium, Garth Brooks. So 5 p.m., people were walking from the strip over this bridge that like 20 to 30,000 people take to get to the stadium. And then I think people were, you know, getting dehydrated. I heard, you know, reports of people like fainting and all this. So, you know. Kind of a bad day for that to happen.
Yeah. All right, Mick, we appreciate it. Thank you. That's Mick Acker, sports reporter for the Las Vegas Review Journal, joining us.
117?
Come on.
Yo.
That's gross.
Need it. Somebody just walk behind me with a spritzer. Just keep your boy
a hose.
Spritzer. Man.
All right, final topic here. It's listed as Jay's Space Jam question.
Yeah, fellas, Space Jam has come out today.
Yep.
Part two, New Legacy, that type of situation. So with that being said, we all know LeBron will have the Toon Squad as his team members. So I'm giving you guys an opportunity. You guys are one fifth of the Toon Squad. Who are your other four starters? I'll give you guys a couple opportunities. Name some names: Marvin the Martian, Bugs Bunny, Lola Bunny, Tweety, Sylvester, Speedy Gonzalez.
Okay, give me Speedy.
Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah, he's kind of nasty. Give me Wile
E. Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a plan.
Yeah, he got
it.
Tasmanian Devil.
Oh,
Yosemite
yeah.
Sam.
Yeah.
He's a shooter.
let's see here. Let's get a couple other names. Grandma. The Granny.
Is it Larry Johnson?
Maybe if she turns into Gossamer is Foghorn Leghorn, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, Elmer Fudd.
He's a shooter.
Yeah.
You can go old school Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Part one. So, who's your starting four? So who you got, D?
How many do I have there?
Somebody.
Tasmanian.
Okay.
Speedy.
So Speedy's a point guard.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have one more. Who is that?
Tasmanian Devil. And you said Wile E. Coyote.
And Wile E.
I actually had the same.
So that's three?
Yeah.
So okay. So you got to give me where they play to. I know this is positionless basketball, but
yeah,
you got to list them.
Taz is my four. He's my wing player. He's my three.
Okay.
Speedy's my one.
Yep. So we got a one, two, and a three.
Wile E. Coyote. Put him at my four. He Wile
E. Okay. So you need a big fella.
Porky.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You're going with the Draymond Green approach.
Yeah,
bang
yeah,
a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah, yeah. Give me Porky at the five.
Okay.
Hey, don't be looking at me like that, Jason.
No, I'm trying to figure out my
fifth.
Hey,
I got this swine on the inside, baby. Come on.
Thick. It's
come
thick.
Come on, he's thick. He that Canadian bacon joint.
See, you got a starting five over there, too? Why Jason works on his fifth?
Oh, Jason, do you need some more time?
Yeah, go ahead.
You got a fifth? Okay.
I need one more.
Yeah.
Okay, first off.
Oh, we need five?
Yeah, you're the fifth.
Okay.
So, Chris is one.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, so I already won.
We've already established that the best basketball player of the Looney Tunes is Lola Bunny.
Okay.
So, I don't know why you don't have her on your team.
Okay. Who did that?
What do you mean, who did that? Did you watch the first Space Jam?
I did. This isn't about.
She's the only one that knows how to play basketball to begin with.
Okay. But actually, I'm on the team.
Yeah.
There you go.
I got my squad. Don't you worry about my
squad.
So,
who you got, C? You got Lola?
I got Lola
where's
Bunny.
Where's she playing? Point?
Yeah, she's at the point.
She's at the point.
Okay. A lot of switching. I got you.
Then, for my center, I've got Gossamer.
Okay. Big red
big
machine.
Big red box.
Yep.
Just blocking everything.
There you go.
Then I got the Rogue, the Roadrunner.
Okay.
It's my swing guy.
Okay, that's the three. I like it.
Down, he's getting up and down the court.
Three and D? Is he three and D?
Then my power forward, I'm going big all around. I got Ralph, the dog.
Ooh. Oh,
okay. Would fight Wile E. I don't know why you would want Wile E. Coyote on your team. He's a choke artist.
Because he's a trickster.
Yeah, you know,
he's a choke artist.
I can tell Chris.
So where are you playing at? Where you're the three to two? Where are you at?
I'm like an all around. I pass the ball.
Okay, gotcha.
I clean up the glass and I pass the ball.
That a boy. There goes Chris.
Got
five.
A whole bunch of big guys.
Head fakes.
Yeah. That a boy. Pump fake. Who you got? Who you got, Jason, for your five?
Chris did a lot of research.
Yeah, he did.
He did. I never told him that.
He didn't even know that
right off
was.
The hit.
No, he's been thinking about this for about a week.
I have a team similar to Doug. I got Speedy Gonzalez.
Speedy.
Yeah.
Okay. De'Aaron Fox.
Yep. I'm playing two.
You playing the deuces?
Yeah, okay. That's why I got to play somewhere.
Got to shoot it?
Yeah.
Going Bill Murray.
Oh, that means me and you are sticking each other because I'm the two on my team.
Bill Murray.
Okay. Lockdown.
Oh, I thought you had Taz Devil at the two.
No,
that was
Speedy,
his three.
He's okay. A three.
Well, that's where I put him as well.
Oh, okay.
Taz
Devil
is a three.
Wiley's long. I put Wile E. Coyote as my four.
Okay.
That's where I got him. Yeah.
And then five, just on strategy, probably out of position, Pepe Le Pew.
Ooh, oh,
look at you.
Stink it up.
Put him in the paint.
I don't know if you guys know this, but he no longer exists in the Looney Tunes world.
I told you he did research.
I wouldn't have known that.
I wouldn't have either.
Yeah.
It's a big story for a long time.
Okay, well, in our...
Especially around this movie.
In our thing, he exists.
There you go.
Well, okay. Then can I have Marvin the Martian?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
There you
He's
go.
A referee in the first one, but yep. Hey, whatever.
I'm picking the wrong guys.
Nope, you're picking your guys.
Yes.
That works.
Can I get Unibrow?
No, he's a player.
Okay.
He's not a character.
He's playing against you.
When I saw him, he kind of had that big, man, they got him messed up, man.
Just saying.
All right.
Six-man Sylvester.
How different are their teams, LeBron's team from Michael's team?
You know, I looked at the...
What, trailer?
No. I looked at the confirmed Toon Squad members this year. They pretty much close same.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty close to part one.
No Pepe.
Clearly no an infraction by
Michael.
Come on, Jason.
Yeah.
How did you not know this?
Because he didn't do his homework like Chris. Just saying.
Yeah,
give us a sound.
All right. All right.
Hey, DC, you're like questioning my knowledge of film and television when I came up with the 6 degrees of separation between you
point.
And Kevin Bacon in less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, but you didn't believe that.
All right, break time for us. We'll come back. We still have the crossover, the daily over-under, and tell me something good all before we get to Cleveland and Oakland. That's all coming up here on KHDK.
Have a man, she tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on. I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say. You got what I need.
Hey.
But you say he's just a friend.
Oh, that's awesome. Well done, C.
Yep. Rest in peace, Biz Markie. There were reports a couple weeks ago that he had passed, but he was in hospice apparently at the time, and now, unfortunately, earlier today, he moved on and passed. So certainly rest in peace, but thank you for some of the...
Oh, man, jewels.
Yeah.
Left us with some jewels.
That's for sure. And Major League Baseball is continuing or getting back started today. The Yankees and Red Sox were supposed to begin the second half yesterday. That game was stopped because of COVID concerns. They're playing tonight, and they're in New York. Red Sox lead that one 3-0. Doug, your Mariners start their second half against the Angels tonight. And now that we've all got Shohei fever, I think every time he plays, wherever he's playing, this one's in Southern California, but he's become that guy. He's become that draw. And when Trout comes back, too, they'll be a fun team to watch on a nightly basis. It's just, can the Angels get enough wins?
Imagine that. That is power. I think that the Angels got to make themselves run, man, and try to put together something. It's a must when you got two stars like that.
Yeah. Giants have begun their second half of the season. They're underway there in St. Louis. No score. That's in the second. Kevin Gausman, who had a great first half, he is starting tonight. And then, as we mentioned, the A's coming up at 6 o'clock. We'll begin our coverage. They get the Indians for a three-game set. Sean Manaea on the mound tonight, and that'll be game one of that series. So We do have our KHDK over under. Yesterday, Chris, you set that with what, USA goals?
Yes, three and a half.
3.5. What was their final total?
6 goals.
That's over.
Mm-hmm.
You and Jay had the over.
Yeah.
I took the under. Missed that one. Against my best judgment.
That's probably going to be the last easy one.
Ooh. What's our next KHDK over under if you go to KHDK.com?
For tonight, A's, Sean Manaea, over under 4.5 strikeouts.
4.5 strikeouts. I'll take the over.
I am too. That's easy.
Yeah. Oh, easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, easy meaning he's going to get 6 at least.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that'll do it. That's all he has to do is get over.
Done deal.
A couple other things from the day in sports, just to recap some of our top stories. The Open is halfway done. Louis Oosthuizen is your leader. He is at 11 under par. Everyone's trying to catch him. There's quite a few people, though, right in the running, right behind him, including Jordan Spieth. That would actually be a good... You know, Spieth is one of those guys that jumped onto the scene, DC, and then it's not like he's fallen off completely, but hadn't won a major in a little bit. That'd be a really nice one if he could secure another one.
It will. When we were talking to Damon Hack, he was talking about Jordan, and I've always said I thought that, when they have the mic on him and he's talking, like, he kind of seems like
talks himself out of things.
Yeah. And that's what Damon Hack was talking about was his, like, it's always more maybe on the negative side. This is an opportunity for him because he was kind of being anointed as like, oh, he's the next guy. And in golf, it's difficult because we haven't seen your Jack Nicklaus and your Tiger Woods that come along and dominate that way because so many guys are good now. It's kind of spread out a little bit. But this is an opportunity for him, no doubt.
Yeah, and so we'll see if Louis can break through and win another major and continue his amazing season, which had a couple of second-place finishes. Or will we see someone else, including, you know, keep your eye on a little further down the leaderboard, Dustin Johnson. He's at 7 under par. Colin Morikawa is just 2 back at 9 under par. So it should be a good weekend with that tournament. Or if John Rahm, the tournament favorite, who was just okay yesterday, went 64 today. So we'll see what kind of scores we have over the weekend for the Open. A couple other things from the NBA. We told you the NBA has agreed to have the play-in game. They may have a few tweaks for that in the 2021-2022 season, but... everything we're seeing, Doug, with the draft coming up, with free agency right after that, everything's going to be shrunk down. The Olympics will go on. But I even saw the Lakers had their preseason schedule, which has the Kings on it. I'm looking at the dates going, oh, they're playing in October. We're going to be back to probably mid-October for the start of the NBA season.
It's a thing. So maybe right after Halloween, because normally Halloween is kind of the thing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, now it's going to be mid, like August. October 20th or so was when the
that's
start
what
of the
it was the year before, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, it's like exciting when all that starts happening because now we're going to get through the finals, whether it's going to be 6 or 7, whatever it is. Right after that, usually we amp up the draft happens. Mm-hmm. Then we're flowing right into the
agency.
California Classic,
yes.
Which flows right into Summer League. And before you know it,
we won't have much of a break. It'll be here.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I mean,
and football is we got before training camp, we got it was 2 weeks ago at the beginning of the week or midweek?
Here's one for you that I didn't really pay attention to until the other day. California Classic, I think, is the 3rd and the 4th.
Okay.
August 2nd and 3rd. Okay. Or 3rd and 4th, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday is the Hall of Fame game.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's the next day.
Wow.
Now, that's the first one. And
yeah, but still.
But right after that, you know, Seahawks will be playing, Raiders, you know, Niners. Preseason's here.
I'm with it. Man. This is fantastic.
Yes,
man.
Absolutely. Let's get the crossover from the morning show.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, boy.
What's happening on the Carmichael Dave Show? Let's find out right now with the crossover.
Do you believe it?
Here's today's crossover.
Crossover question for you, Jason, and you, Doug, with the new Space Jam movie coming out. I don't know if you've seen any of the promos. I haven't seen it promoted at all, but apparently LeBron James and Space Jam is a thing. We have a question for you. Is Bugs Bunny washed? And really, by proxy, are the Looney Tunes washed? I grew up on him. Bugs is my guy. But let's just be honest. In the year of our Lord, 2021, is Bugs Bunny washed? Show your work, gentlemen, and have a great weekend.
I'm going to say, as long as you got Disney and all of that, because when people go to Disneyland, when they go, Bugs will stay alive.
I like Bugs Bunny.
I do too.
Like Disneyland.
Don't you get stuff down there?
No, he's Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers. Oh.
He's on HBO Max.
What's the okay? Then it's the other one. It's
Six Flags.
Six Flags.
That doesn't count.
It does because it's
I
out
think
there.
You're explaining that Bugs Bunny's washed by your defense of him.
No,
but are you anti Bugs Bunny?
Chris? Who, me?
Yeah.
No, but he's not my favorite.
Who's your favorite?
I'd probably go with either Daffy Duck. I'd go with Daffy Duck.
Why?
You like?
I mean, kind of had the same personality, right?
I'd like to smack his bill around his face one time.
I didn't think of Bugs as washed, but
yeah, I guess maybe my explanation washed him up.
Yeah.
Chris, thanks.
Now I'm depressed.
I'm not, but like, have I thought of Bugs recently?
What are some of your favorite, like from when you were a kid, your favorite cartoons?
I wasn't like a total big Bugs fan, but I watched that.
Tom and Jerry?
Nah, I mean, those were ones that I watched, but I would always be like eating my cereal and I'm watching. But
it
I'm
just occupies
not,
time.
Yeah, it occupies time.
I liked Heckle and Jekyll.
Did you?
Droopy.
Flintstones.
Yeah. I mean, I watched. I don't know that there was any that I was couldn't wait to watch.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo.
That's fine. I'm going to watch it. Well, got away with it if it wasn't for you meddlesome kids.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Look at you. Huh?
I was a Darkwing Duck
I could
guy.
See you being a. Oh, were you? Okay. Yeah. I could see you being a little scared when Scooby came on.
I wasn't scared.
I think you were. names are
Mighty
soon,
Mouse.
As soon as we get off, leave Damon alone. As soon as we get off, I'll remember them all.
I'm trying to think of some others. Woody Woodpecker.
He was all right. Not one of my
and now cartoons present day are just so different, so different. I mean, there's so many just adult cartoons, you know, just
don't
that are shows,
yourself, bro.
Well, you know, there's stuff that's, you know, I'm talking about. Like,
I haven't watched anything in a while of Looney Tunes or that, but then you think of the old ones, and I think they hold up.
Yeah, I mean, there's some things that they even have to explain about what was going on at that time and that it
wasn't
right.
Oh, I'm not talking about those ones.
Yeah. But what I'm referring to is, you know, whether it's South Park or Simpsons, you know,
no.
Something like that's a completely different type of genre.
Yeah, I love Fouled Airport. Kung Fu. Hong Kong Fooey.
Yeah.
Like that.
Kung Fu Panda. Same, yeah.
No,
Hong Kong Fooey was great. Don't.
Captain Kangaroo.
That wasn't a cartoon, though, was it?
I don't know.
No, I think it was just a show. Yeah. All right. I guess we determined Bugs Bunny's washed.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's okay.
All right.
So, DC, what was it like when Steamboat Willie came out for the first time?
Arse. Do with that what you will.
What I'll do with it is I'll take a break. We will be back. I will tell you as we go to break, Capital Casino is back with indoor gaming and dining located inside at 411 North 16th Street in downtown Sacramento. All right.
Oh, arse.
Wow. We will come back. We will have our final segment, Tell Me Something Good, to close out the day before we get you to the A's and Cleveland. That is coming up right here on KHDK.
It's been a long week. The weekend is almost here. So let's end on a feel good. Tell me something good.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah.
It's time for Tell Me Something Good. We go around the show, around the room, and kind of wrap up the week. Hopefully get you ready for a good weekend ahead. And baseball coming your way in just a moment. Cleveland and Oakland. That is next. Tell me something good. A couple things for me. One, happened on the show today. I don't know. I'm a sucker for kind of father-son to have Lucky Witherspoon come to have a killer on the show. I thought it was just cool. You can just tell Lucky's proud, excited.
Goodness.
He was excited to give you the jersey. I thought that was just, I don't know. It just felt right, felt good. That was a good thing to witness. Jay, thank you for your part of that too, but certainly for that family, we root for them, even though He's on the Seahawks.
Yeah, I was going to say the only thing about it, I told Luck this. I love AK, love Luck. You know, they come from where I come from, South Sacramento and everything. But the one thing is there's always a but.
Yeah.
Anytime you're wearing a Seattle Seahawk uniform.
Talk about it.
It's just a little disrespectful.
Talk about it.
But I'm going to put that aside.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say it's a great thing, just like you, Jason.
Yeah. So that's one of mine. My second
Seahawks,
one.
Man, come on, dude.
Will be a shout out and a birthday wish to my significant other.
Hey,
Al's birthday is tomorrow.
Is it?
Yeah, and
was that a cancer? What is this thing? A cancer or something? I'm not real big on.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, maybe you like to say.
I'll turn 23.
Yes.
Okay. There you go. And,
minus three. 20.
And based on our conversation we had on the air earlier, I know I can't say much more than that.
That's fine. Yeah. Keep it that way.
But happy birthday to her.
Man, Mrs. Ross.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Ross. Shout out to some young people in New York City doing some good things, Invisible Hands, where they deliver essential goods to people who can't get them, especially the older generation. It's not only there. A Nevada student started Shopping Angels that does something. So we got young people out here. I think in so many different ways, young people have changed a lot. I thought during George Floyd, the young people
were
out
there.
They were incredible. And when I was reading that story, that just that helped out. So that was Invisible Hands in New York and Shopping Angels as well, doing some real positive stuff.
I like it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Chris, what do you got for us?
Okay, Damian Lillard was on Seth Meyers last night, and there's a little bit of a beef between Ocho Cinco and himself.
Oh,
so Seth Meyers sort of explains it here, and then Damian he gives his thoughts on the situation.
Okay.
So I'm just going to play that here.
Ocho Cinco, he made news recently. He went to a Portland IHOP, and he left a. Let's see. I want to leave the last part for the end. So he left a right there a $1,000 tip on a $33 bill, and that was in the news. But then he also wrote at the bottom, "I love you. I beat Damian Lillard in 1-on-1 years ago in the YMCA." Is that true, Dame?
It is literally a straight up lie. He literally made that up. I saw him one time after a graduation in Oregon. In the parking lot, and he was like, "Man, let's play some pickup. Let's go hoop." And I was like, "Let me know." And he was like, "All right, I'm gonna let you know." That was it. We never played. I haven't seen him since.
I think that is hilarious because
on both levels,
when you see the tip, whenever you see those like big, huge tips, it always goes online. It always goes viral. Like, oh wow! But for him to add, by the way, I beat your hometown star 1-on-1.
Yeah.
That takes it to, and especially since you never even played against him, that's just like trolling on a completely another level. And I give Ocho Cinco the
Ocho
proper respect that he deserves for that troll job.
I like the Dame laughed at it too. Like, I'd never know.
I've literally not even played. What would be better is if he's like, "Yeah, we played 1-on-1 and I destroyed him like the five times that we played." The fact that they never even played against each other and they only met once. Oh my God.
That's great. Jay, what you got?
I have deuces. I have two. Both of them are local this time. First off, as we've all been a part of sports, we've all had our parents help us, assist us. Takes a lot. And I know, being raised by my mother solely, that there were times, I'm pretty sure she probably was like, "Man, I really don't feel like taking this young man to practice, but I'm going to go ahead and do it." And so I always told her that. I didn't want to go to college, but I went to college for her, even though I wanted to play baseball. And so with that being said, man, salute to Tyrese Halliburton and I get it. These guys make a lot of money, but the fact of the matter is, as you talked about with Lucky and Akilo, Tyrese showing some love to his mom, buying the RR, the Range Rover. You know, everybody's not able. Everybody's not blessed to have the package.
No doubt.
But the fact that We do have young men with character, and of course, it makes it better for him to play for Sacramento Kings. So, shouts out to Mr. Halliburton buying his mother a Range Rover, and hopefully, many more things to come. On top of that, second, my boy DC's been talking about this. I shot him a text. We talked about it a little bit today. You talked about someone downstairs sending over the the recipe of the French toast from Tower Cafe. Well, Tower Cafe is back open as of this week on the 12th. And so with that being said, man, you know, it's always great to see our local staples in Sacramento continue to be staples and continue to be around. You know, Tower Records is no more because the different way of living we have, but Tower Cafe is still living. So salute to them being open, and we'll get over there soon.
Yeah, I told you it's on me. We're going to go to four
tonight?
Of us.
Right now, after the show?
No.
Wow.
It's a breakfast thing, but we're going
breakfast for dinner. Hey, that's the best meal.
There's nothing better than breakfast for dinner.
I'm with Chris on that. We all agree. So Doug's taking us. We all agree. It's happening right now.
Well, I'm still working after this. So.
Yeah, so there you go.
Technicality. Yeah. Well, we can take it to go.
I like the style.
I got a little something to do.
Ah, you got nothing. Yeah.
Well, he's got nothing.
Yeah. Right? No plans.
Come Definitely. On. Come on.
Well,
that's all.
Got to get your buckets.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Well, it was a fun week, another good week. We'll be back next week. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Nice jersey, DC.
You like it. Go ahead.
I said nothing, man.
Can you wear that one day in whatever. When you get your Nikello Niner jersey?
Absolutely. Yeah. The red looks better than that.
I'm coming with the helmet too.
and the mouthpiece. Yes.
The red. Listen, man. It's nothing like and from. What has been reported? The Niners are going back throwback 94.
Yeah.
Woo!
And it's a few games, not all
Come
of them,
on
but
now.
I think probably their primetime game.
Talk
sure.
to me.
Yeah.
A Fred Warner 54 throwback 94?
Is that going to be in a Jay Johnson wardrobe?
Man,
soon?
Absolutely. And I'm going to
send some
you.
Of those shoes.
Yeah, I know. Oh, Soul Supremacy. That was the name of it. It popped in my mind after the segment. Soul Supremacy. It's out in Newark.
Oh, the
Bay
place
Area.
You took the shoes. Yeah,
where you
okay.
can go
okay.
jump to, you know, Soul Supremacy now should be, as well, they gave me a lot of money, so I'm not going to complain. But when I turned my shoes to them, you know, we fair trade, we barter type situation.
But you did well.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't even do the best. Oh, and I was like, goodness gracious.
If you go back up there, I might have to send you with a couple things.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Definitely. You know how it goes. The shoe game's crazy right now.
I give a percentage.
That's worse than French toast.
Yeah, I'll take the French toast over the tennis shoes.
Yeah, we'll set that up Saturday morning probably.
That's tomorrow.
After hooping, I go to Dave's, we get a little hoop in.
Man, don't get me excited. If it's tomorrow, it's tomorrow. If it's not, it's not.
No, it can't be tomorrow.
Okay, see what I'm saying?
I got a thing, but soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two Saturdays from when I get back to you.
It's just a couple of weeks away from whenever I get back to you. All right, that's it for us. Have a great weekend, everyone. A's baseball coming your way next right here on KHDK.